Have you heard about ABC, the three steps of resuscitation? You have possibly heard about it. Now, we're going to talk about ABC first aid kit, but not that ABC, the new one, something which is important to make a change in your inner wellness. So let's dive into it. Seek the wisdom that will untie your knot. Seek the path that demands your whole being. Rumi. Hello everyone to the second episode of Inner Wellness Podcast. I'm so excited that I started this journey because that actually was in my bucket list for a while, and finally I got it. This pandemic was kind of a good push for me just to do something that I was just feeling about it for a while. So I appreciate if you support me by your subscription, or you can invite, or you can introduce some people that I can invite, and they can just jump on the show and share their amazing opinions and expertise with us about inner wellness. So please let me know if you have any suggestion, any feedback, or if you know people who can join me and they can share their perspectives and opinions with us in here. Okay, so today I'm just going to discuss about something that I hope that it's actually interesting for me. I hope that it's interesting for you too. I'm just going to talk about Inner Wellness First Aid Kit. First Aid Kit, yep. ABC. So people who are like me in healthcare area, they are quite familiar with resuscitation process and ABC, airway breathing circulation, which is really crucial for survival. But these ABC are a bit different. They are not the same as resus ABC, but they are also crucial to make a change in your inner wellness. Okay, so let's dive into it. What are ABC? So the A stands for my favorite word and concept, awareness. Self-awareness is a key for everything, for all types of growth, improvement, progress, changes, in relation to health and well-being, quality of life. So you cannot make anything, any changes, any improvement, any kind of growth unless you are aware of the actual vision, perspective, picture, and everything. So sometimes self-awareness interchangeably used with self-knowledge. I reckon they are pretty the same, but I would prefer to use awareness rather than knowledge, because I think that goes into deeper layers compared to knowledge, and it's more connecting to the concept of feeling rather than knowing. So the knowledge is coming from knowing, but I believe awareness is more about feeling. Okay, so what is self-awareness? Let's start with a question. Who you are? Very simple question. That is all says about self-awareness. So let's, instead of saying who you know yourself to be, just say simply who you are here and now, right here and now, which is activated by the present to which you are attuned. The present is always new. The present is always wild and free. The present indeed has a quality of freedom. Freedom is indeed the present. Our culture tells us otherwise, because basically our culture is very much attached to the past history and a lot of things in different cultures are based on their history. And you can find a lot of old identity, old wounds, and yeah, a lot of old stuff in the past history. So it's not about present. Who you are is indeed illuminated by your felt relationship with the world in the present. So that's the definition. So it's not something that can be partitioned. Okay, so who you are is just connected with everything. It cannot be held or partitioned to the parts. It's not limited to your head. It's very much connected to your feeling. So that's why it's not really verbal. It's more non-verbal attunement. Something which is really important, I really like to talk about it, is just being mindful about distinguishing self-focused with self-aware. So self-focused is not the same as self-aware. Self-focused is more about me. So it's more awareness unto yourself, himself, herself, not to the world. But the actual self, the true self-awareness is word-focused, because we are connected as a whole with the word, with everything around us. And that is a true self-awareness. So it's more about feeling into the word. It's more about feeling the wholeness and harmonize with the guidance of that wholeness. So once we feel the wholeness and once we connect to the wholeness, we can harmonize with it. So self-awareness is word-centered. It is experience-based. It's experiential rather than fact-based. And it's basically growing by shedding, not by accumulating. Self-awareness values more felt relationship, not known relationship. So there is a big difference between feeling and knowing. That could be another topic for another podcast, because yes, so the knowing definitely is a good thing, but it's not enough. And self-awareness is more dealing with feeling and felt relationships with the world. Self-awareness is awakening, or kind of awakened body, by the word. So it's more about connecting with your awakened body through the word. Does that make sense? So it's not isolated. It feels like that the self is in everything. In everything. It's integrated in everything. It lives in one being. Not just attached to a machine or a system. Self-awareness is indeed seeking harmony in the fluidity of being, like, so it's flowing like water. So it's not just harmony in order of the things. It's more flowing. It's deepened to attune information rather than accumulate information. So you basically get attuned with the information around you. Self-awareness promoting sense of humility. So if you are self-aware, you're not self-centered. You definitely are not selfish. You improve, you promote more your humility. And also, it's not seeking for accomplishment. It's rather seeking for wonderness. This is amazing. I love it. Wonderness is certainly an ongoing result and outcome of self-awareness. So the more you are self-aware, the more you are wonder to discover more and to search more about the things that you don't know about and you want to find out about. So this wonderness is 100% a very positive outcome of self-awareness. And another thing which is possibly the last one, I'm talking about self-awareness, but not definitely the least, is creating new identity. So we're constantly creating the new identity when we're going through the journey of self-awareness. We, as soon as just we attach to one identity, if we attach to one old identity, then we can actually divide self to the parts. So the more you stay and you attach to your identity, the more you are separate from the whole, from the reality of wholeness. I just read a book called Identity and Violence. The author, I think, is Amartya Sen. So this is a quote from that book, which says, the more narrowly people identify themselves by race, gender, age, status, religion, heritage, or nationality, the more prone they will be to committing violence. So being attached to old identity, definitely stop your growth, stop your connecting to the world. Then, unfortunately, violence could be a negative outcome in these situations. Okay, so self-awareness is something that we can talk about it for ages, forever. And that's absolutely my favorite concept. And it's very much connected to your health. So, because, well, I'll discuss about B and C, but you need to know every single cell of your body to be able to manage their function. So that's why self-awareness is also important with your physical health, with all aspects of health, with your health as a whole. So B, what is B? B, I love it. I just put it as broadening your vision, insight, perspective. Hey, VIP. I love it. Brightening your VIP. Vision. Why vision is important? It's very important. So the vision, insight, perspective, it's quite similar to what is often discussed as mindset. But I love to use the old words, vision, insight, perspective, rather than mindset. I don't know, because I think there are some stories behind of each word. So vision. Vision is more about observation. It's more about observing. So it's when you observe, broadcast, redefine, focus, and create. So I can go through these stages. So the observation is the very first one. So you need to observe, what do you really want? And based on your observation, then you change your thoughts for it, and you feel your emotion, and you feel your body. And then you talk to yourself, and then you take an action. So vision and observation is the very first thing. Observation has a direct effect on your lives in all levels. But we need to have some skills for observation, because you know what? Mostly humans are kind of, by default, addicted to the external world. So we are basically addicted to observe only our external world rather than internal world. So that's why we need some skills to observe more inwardly as well as outwardly. So we definitely need to take that skills, learn that, and then clear our vision to see both inside and outside, both internal and external world, and then broadcast them all to the field of the now, to the field of the energy of the now. Then we can feel that we are not separate from the energy of the now. That's exactly how we can connect to the energy of the now, by observing both inwardly and outwardly. So that's why I use the word insight also, because it's very much connected to looking inward, looking into your inside and find out your own energy, your own intelligence, your own pathways. Everything discussed, you know, in neuroscience is very much connected to universal energy. So this is the way that we can feel more the reality of wholeness. When we look into more inwardly, look into our neural signals, emotions, thoughts, bodily functions, and at the same time, looking outwardly towards energy around and everything is around us, and how they can all be connected as one. So perspective, that's when perspective is important to see the world more as a unity. So the universe is a unity of energy where everything is connected. So the energy from each atom comprising our perception of matter is connected to the energy waves emitted by every other atom in the universe. So the universe cannot be divided into separate elements. All is one. For example, black and white are not the separate entities. They are part of single gradient comprised of a billion different shades of gray. These are the things that discussed in quantum energy, quantum physics recently, because previously physics basically discussed about matters. But now the new quantum physics nicely discussing about consciousness and how consciousness creates reality, and how consciousness in the energy field can shape our reality. And then, you know, the discussion, the beautiful discussion about epigenetics and, you know, revolutionary consciousness and these things. So certainly when we get in touch with the present, which is always new, and when we get in connection with the whole world and at the same time with the internal world, then we can get a clear understanding about the unity. And we change our perspective towards a lot of things. For example, instead of blaming others, you just take your attention inwardly back to yourself and take the responsibility about something that happened. Because as soon as, you know, we start to blame others, we get back to the energy of the past. And then we choose the position of victimhood and unconscious programs, because they're actually sitting in the past. So when we start living and just, you know, harmonize ourselves inwardly with the present moment and with everything which is around us in the present, we sit in the energy of the present rather than the past. So we stop blaming others. We stop just going back to the old history and stories. And instead, we begin becoming. We're just getting more passionate about creating something new, something which is different than what happened. And that's actually what is creation coming from. So creation is coming from, yes, a lot of time is coming from even chaotic situations. You know, some people may think stability is a good thing. So, okay, yeah, stability is a good thing. Why? Because I'm stable and I feel good and I feel just, you know, I'm comfortable and I'm stable. However, if you are in your stability zone, would you be able to grow? Would you be able to transform to a newness, to something new, to something better? Of course not. So I believe, indeed, instability is a good thing. It's a gift because sometimes we humans need a bit of push just to make something happen. Without having that push, we may just not, even, you know, for our physical health, we may not do anything about our health unless our body is just, you know, starting to give us messages through new signs and symptoms of a health condition. And then we decide just to go and find out more about what is it, what's the problem. Because our body realized that we need a push. And when we don't have a push, we don't do anything. So negativity, instability, crisis, all of those things, they definitely are parts of our creation. And that is all about the unity, and that is all about the duality. So in this way, we change our perspective even towards negative and positive, and we don't see the negative as a bad thing and positive as a good thing, because they are both sides of the spectrum. You cannot just find, you know, you cannot see the light unless you pass through the darkness. So the dark is just a distorted light. So by changing this perspective, you get more empowered to create your own reality. And that's all about creation, your health, your wellness. So be brightening and broadening your vision, insight, perspective, your VIP, is very crucial before everything. Because if you are not aware about what's happening inside of your body, outside of your body, and all, you know, the things are connected, if you don't change your vision, how you see, how you observe, how you broadcast those information, how you focus, if you don't change your insight, how you see yourself inwardly and how you connect to your body in more, you know, depth, and if you don't change your perspective about, you know, just instead of blaming everything else and just putting, you know, just a tag of negativity on everything, just have an excuse for not doing anything, instead of all of those things, you broaden your perspective and see the vision and insight and perspective of creation, a newness, something new, something that can serve your body and your health and your wellness. Okay, and C is certainly connection, because you get self-aware, you change your vision or brighten your vision, inside and perspective, but you need to connect to what? I would say connect to your body, the body's intelligence processes a million times more important than we can consciously aware of. And research shows that decisions make in accordance with the body intelligence are far better informed than decisions made only in the head. Okay, when I talk about body intelligence, it does encompass other intelligences, but they are all one because we're just talking about oneness. So that's why they're all categorized as bodily intelligence. Whatever is discussed about emotional intelligence, whatever is discussed about gut intelligence, whatever is discussed about heart intelligence. Recently, I have heard about adversity intelligence. They are all in one, bodily intelligence. So previously, so we need to redefine the definition of intelligence. So the previously, scientists talked about intelligence basically more focused on head brain. But now, no, we have actually the different concepts about, you know, for example, gastroenterology, because the evidence shows now that the microbiomes is contributing to mental health. And they prove that they change people's mood and mental and emotional state. So they prove that there are lots of neurons in gut. So we cannot find neurons only in brain, head brain. So that's why many people just talking about gut as second brain. But it's not all about that. If you go further and just find more about the researchers about heart intelligence and HeartMath Institute, you can see how heart is powerful and the energy of heart and is full of neurons and the energy of heart can be measured in 10 feet. It's so powerful. That's why this is actually my favorite one. So when we talk about bodily intelligence, it's indeed all in one. They all actually are connected to one. So connection, that's the third one. I'm going actually to talk about intelligence in another podcast. So maybe we can stop because it's already nearly half an hour now, so I don't want to just get longer. But I'm going to finish this episode with this sentence that one thing that connects all these intelligence to one and all the body and universe to the unity, one powerful thing is your heart. So we will talk about that heart-based health and medicine later on in another podcast because that is actually my focus of my practice and what I have done in my own research, spirituality and self-transformation years ago in chronic health conditions and how connections and interconnectedness were, you know, were identified as most significant aspects of management, health management in people with diabetes type 1. Okay, so thank you for listening to this episode. Please just give me feedback and yes, support me for your subscription and also be in touch with me. If you know people who can help me and join me and you want to jump on the show and talk about different aspects of inner wellness. So be well and keep shining. Until the next. Bye. Thank you for listening. I'm very looking forward to hear from you. Any feedback, suggestions, and support and subscriptions would be much appreciated. Have a good one. Keep shining.